What has self-respect and integrity got to do with our daily lives? Once upon a time, what happened did happen, or you wouldn't be hearing this story. Hello everyone, this is once again your life transformation coach, Neeraj Singhvi, all set to make you live a better life. Before we digress from this lovely story, let me just continue. I'm tempted to share this with you. There was this merchant on a casual jaunt through a market. He came across a fine specimen of a camel for sale. The merchant and the camel seller were both skilled negotiators and struck a hard bargain. The camel seller, pleased with the skill of worming out what he felt was a very good price, parted with his camel, and the merchant shoved that he had struck a fantastic bargain. Proudly walked home with the latest addition to his large livestock. On arriving home, the merchant called a servant to come and help him take out the camel's saddle. The servant, hearing his master, went ahead to take off the saddle. The unwieldy, heavily paddled saddle was too difficult for the servant to manage on his own. But lo and behold, hidden under the saddle, the servant found a small velvet pouch, which on opening he discovered to be filled with precious jewels. The servant was overexcited. "Master, you bought a camel, but see what came free with all along with it." The merchant was astonished as he looked at the jewels in his servant's palm. They were of extraordinary quality, sparkling and twinkling in the sunlight. "I bought the camel," he said, "not the jewels. I must return them to the camel seller immediately." The servant was aghast. His master was really foolish. "Master, no one will know." But the merchant headed right back to the market and handed over the velvet pouch back to the camel seller. The camel seller was very happy. "I had forgotten that I hid these jewels in the saddle for safekeeping. Here, choose one of the jewels for yourself as a reward." The merchant said, "I paid a fair price for the camel and the camel only. So, no thank you. I do not need any reward." But as much as the merchant refused, the camel seller insisted. Finally, the merchant said, sheepishly smiling, "Actually, when I decided to bring the pouch back to you, I already took two of the most precious jewels and kept them for myself." At this confession, the camel seller was a bit flabbergasted and quickly emptied the pouch to count the jewels. However, he was very confused. "All the jewels are here. What jewels did you keep?" "The two most precious," said the merchant. "My integrity and my self-respect. There is nothing more than these two gems in our lives. It is important to know that money is not above all, especially if it is earned on someone else's property. Money helps you live a life, but it cannot buy you self-respect. It cannot get you integrity. Self-respect and integrity are very important nuggets of human life. If you are guilty neglecting any of these, you will not be able to live a fulfilled life. Let us take the example of the story that I just narrated. What would the servant do the next time if he found something with his master? Will he learn integrity from his master or become a cheat? It is learning by setting examples. Then, how would you explain integrity to a young child? A child is born without any knowledge, but as he grows, he imbibes knowledge from his surroundings, family, and the environment. As with any of us, within the child there is also a subconscious mind which governs him. Every time he does something wrong, his inner voice points this out to him, and even though he knows about it, just to please himself, does the wrong thing. So it is upon us to help the child recognize what is right. Roger Jenkins explained this as the ability to do the right thing or choosing to do the right thing when you could get away with doing the wrong thing. Tell us if you have faced such an incident in your life. If this episode resonates with you in whatever platform you are on, take a quick minute and interact with us. If you are at Apple Podcast, press the subscribe button and give us a rating. If you are on Spotify, simply just click the follow button to continue the listenership with us. If you are on anchor.fm, scroll down and leave us a message. And as always, live an eventful life, live a better life. Thank you, everybody.